Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome back to Budget Arcade, your number one free-to-play video game review podcast in the world.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
We've got a special guest.
Guess who's back, you stupid idiots? I know who the people who listen to these off-week episodes are, like, true friends of the podcast.
Hey, I'm Mark, and that's Jeff.
Hey, this is the movie Draft House.
Oh, yeah. This week, we reviewed... Wait, that's the wrong podcast. Yeah. I got caught up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So typically, Budget Arcade is a free-to-play video game review podcast where we rate and review mostly garbage free-to-play titles.
Primarily garbage, and then occasionally... You get yourself a Halo Infinite, you get yourself a Storybook Brawl, and everything's right in the world.
But in these off weeks, you know, back in the day, in these off weeks, we had a lot of fun.
We did. We did Mount Rushmores. We did top tens, top fives.
Oh, we did Game of the Year reviews. And then,
speaking of which, it's getting about Game of the Year time again.
It is. It's a hard episode to do by yourself, Jeff.
Uh-huh. So some numbskull went off and made a whole year's worth of podcast called Hitchcock Chronologically, which you can find in your favorite podcast app.
I hear it's pretty good.
It is good. I like it very much. But anyway, why am I here? Why am I back the second... Studio B of Budget Arcade Studios.
One would say the best side of...
That's what the B stands for.
Right. So, in these off weeks, I've been holding it down for the past, like, 6 months on my own, just talking into the void and, you know, going over what I've been playing, some game news, what's coming up in gaming. Anyways. However, we got some big news that dropped earlier this week about PlayStation and Sony getting ready to offer a PlayStation subscription streaming-based service to rival...
It better not be streaming. I mean...
Well, it'll be streaming. I mean, it'll have the streaming
part
capability.
Part of it could be streaming, but It's got to be a download service. You can't.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. No, but like, what, so, yeah, hold on.
I'm going to, okay, so you have PlayStation Now, or you've used it before, and generally speaking, it's fine, right? I mean.
Yeah, no, I mean, I actually think it's a pretty good service for what it is currently.
Right. Now, it doesn't have, I mean, how would you, the quality of the games on there, how, are they older games?
Well, so that's the thing about PS Now is that it spans back all the way to the PS1 days, and all the way through. It does have some PS5 games, not new like first party PS5 games, but PS5 versions of games. And the games they, you know, once a month, and I think with Game Pass it's twice a month that they refresh their library, but. The PS Now service refreshes once a month, and
so
here
Game
lately,
Pass they just kind of refreshes when it wants to. It's you're going to have a hard time keeping me from telling everyone just how great Game Pass is, and it's the best value in gaming right now.
Well, it's well documented on the pod, and that's not why you're here.
Oh, okay, man, you got to be a jerk since I've been gone. This used to be my side of the pod, but, you know, you were here.
That's what happens when you you get inundated with podcasts and you leave Mark to run the house.
You know, you took over. You could have quit, too.
Did. Let the record reflect. I did not quit. I'm not saying you quit either.
I did.
You took a step back. Took a step back.
I mean, I'm still in the main episodes, but
yeah. And you're pretty much the main episode. That's like
everyone knows that.
Right.
It's my face on the Budget Arcade poster that doesn't exist.
So the PS Now service right now currently is fine. It's $10 a month, and you get access to this, and it's a pretty expansive library of games. And there's all sorts of titles. There's Tractor Tycoon, and then there's The Last of Us Part 2.
Good, right? Yeah.
Right. No, so like, it's a wide variety of games.
Yeah. So what are you wanting to see now that they're going to move into a more Game Pass-y direction? So, like, the big thing with Game Pass is that all of Microsoft's first-party titles launch on Game Pass. So that's pretty incredible. And if PlayStation does the same thing, they're going to be in a great spot because PlayStation, frankly, has better first-party titles. Although Microsoft is quickly catching up with theirs. They've really stepped up their game first party wise. But when Xbox Game Pass launched, there was good and okay. Like, I had got the service day one, and after a month, I kind of turned it off because they hadn't started offering day one releases. It was just kind of like, oh, this is nice to have, but I only play a handful of games anyway. And then shortly into the life cycle, they said, well, we're offering day one games now. And then they bought Bethesda, and, you know, and it was like, okay, so you're going to get Bethesda game. You're going to get the Skyrim 2, whatever it's going to be called, day one. You know, so that's when it really became a can't miss subscription for people who game.
Right. And so the speculation here, and there's a lot of speculation, but it's from pretty good sources, have reported, or just this past week reported that Sony plans to combine their PlayStation Now, which is the download and streaming library of games, and their PlayStation Plus online subscription service into one offering, but dropping the PS Now title and keeping the PS Plus title for brand purposes.
Doesn't make sense. So that to me doesn't necessarily say we're ready to compete with Game Pass. What it says to me is they've got two SKUs, right? They've got PS Now, which is a worse version of Game Pass. I mean, it's God of War didn't launch day one on PS Now.
Right.
And they've got their Online Plus. So Xbox did the same thing. They had Xbox Live and Game Pass, which they joined to become Game Pass Ultimate. So you got not two for one, but essentially you get a better deal. What it sounds to me is like, oh, all that they're doing now is PS Now is included in your PS Plus subscription. Now, the question is, are they going to push the new PS Plus with more titles? Are they going to offer, you know, Ratchet and Clank day one? You know what I mean? That's the big thing. If they really want to compete, it's got to be comparable to what Game Pass is doing.
And I think that's everybody's big question now, is what. So it was speculated that there will be three tiers to the new PS Plus service, with the cheapest just being your online capabilities, and that's about it. And then you have a mid tier, which is access to PS4 and PS5 titles as well as the online service, and then you have your highest tier, which is access to extended game demos, access to all PlayStation titles, PS1 through PS4 and 5, as well as the base and mid-tier offerings. And so I think that's everybody's two. There's two questions. Is this highest tier, which I imagine Game Pass Ultimate's, like, is that the highest tier? Is Game Pass Ultimate the,
yes,
the top?
Yes, that's the best, right, you can do.
Right. And so I imagine that's Sony's plan, is to launch first-party titles at launch on this highest-tiered subscription service. But is it, what is the price, you know?
Well, it would need to be $15 to compete.
Right, absolutely. Unless there's some other service that can be provided by Sony via the PlayStation.
So here's where they're going to fall behind still. And they have a long way to go, because Xbox has been doing Game Pass a while, and it's not just a matter of getting your library out there. Game Pass, you can play on your cell phone, you can play on your PC, you can play on your console. And they position themselves to be wherever you want to play your game as much as possible. And so PlayStation, even if they launch a comparable service, you would get your day one Naughty Dog titles. They're still kind of behind the eight ball a little bit, because Xbox is still the value of $15 a month. You get Xbox games for free. You get PC games for free. You can stream them to your cell phone. It's just the one punch that, even if, like I say, even PlayStation does the best they could possibly do, they're still going to be behind, because they don't have a relationship with PC gamers at all.
Right.
So yeah, I kind of find it interesting.
That's a huge point. Because Sony has never been a huge online console. You know, a big chunk of their first party titles specialize in single player gaming. And that's where your factions of gamers come in. You know, you have your online multiplayer gamers who, you know, gravitate towards, you know, Microsoft, and then Sony with their single player titles. And so I don't really know what Sony's end goal is, other than they just have to offer something that can at least compete with Game Pass.
Yeah, I think at this point the best you can hope for is to appease your PlayStation audience, the people who are already with you.
Right.
Like, you don't want your PlayStation fan base looking longingly over at Xbox, like, I mean, Game Pass, like, you're getting not only first party games day one, I mean, you're getting MLB The Show, which is a Sony property,
right,
day one, you know. So that's the thing that you have, I would think, that you really need to do, is keep your current PlayStation base satisfied and happy, where they are getting a comparable service. Because I don't think they can win people over from the Game Pass side onto the PlayStation side.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's too far. I think Game Pass is too far out ahead.
Yeah.
It's much like, you know, Netflix and say like HBO Max. You know, yeah. HBO Max is very good.
I remember when Disney Plus launched, everyone was like, oh, Disney Plus, it's $8. People are going to, oh, this is going to hurt Netflix.
No.
It didn't. You know what I mean? And it's just because Netflix
is a machine.
Right. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it and they're positioned to innovate. And I think the same can be said with Game Pass.
Right. I think the point about just appeasing your core base and then, you know, occasionally drawing, you know, people on the fence in, I think that's smart. I think it's smart to offer. And I think maybe it's a way to think, you know, much like Microsoft when they launched Game Pass thought it was a chess move. It was, you know, mm-hmm. they were thinking 4 moves in advance. And Sony got caught, you know, looking at themselves in the mirror.
They still didn't believe in it.
Right.
Right. For a long time, people were asking, are you going to do something Game Pass-esque? And like, no, we no intention of. And I think it's kind of past the point where you can do that anymore. You know, it's kind of like keeping the Netflix train going. It's kind of like Blockbuster. And, you know, well, we don't need to innovate. We're Blockbuster. You know what right. I mean? And that shot them in the foot. So, and no way is Sony that far behind. I mean, both consoles are doing very well. It's just a matter of this instance of, you know, a gaming service they need to catch up on.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the speculation is that this new PS Plus service is going to launch sometime in the spring of 2022. And I'm interested to see exactly what it is, because we can speculate all day, and then Sony launches it, and it's either nowhere near what the speculation was, or it's exceeding everybody's expectations, which I don't necessarily know if it'll do. But
I mean, my expectations would be, this is what I would expect from PlayStation, for me to consider it a good product. Is obviously you'd have to have a decent back catalog of just kind of random stuff. First party titles need to be there. You know, if I buy a PlayStation and I put 15 and I get the subscription for $15 or whatever, as a new PlayStation owner, I want to be completely happy with all the selection of games. I want to be able to play God of War. I want to be able to play the new Ratchet and Clank. I mean, I don't know what the new Sony titles are that are launching. I'm out of the loop on what they're doing, but I want those to be play them right now, you know. Mm-hmm. And if they do anything less than that, I think it's going to be a letdown to PlayStation fans.
Yeah, for sure. It would be a letdown to me. I want to be able to play the what's the new dinosaur game?
Jurassic Park World Evolution.
Yeah, sure.
No, that's my son plays that game. He loves it.
Oh,
it's a real game.
No, I don't necessarily want to play that game, but okay. I'll play
Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, thank you. That's why you're here on the pod. But no, I want to, because this game is supposed to launch sometime in the spring.
Yeah, that needs to be day one, right? And I think especially if they're targeting a spring launch date, having that game to be able to say, not only are we launching PlayStation Pass, which is what they should call it. You're welcome, Sony. Take that if you will. But it's launching with Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Right.
And as me, if I had a PlayStation, that would be extremely tempting to get not only, I mean, probably their most anticipated title right now, day one, you know, and there might be people who, if they're able to get their hands on a PlayStation, you know, be able to jump in. I think that's the best possible move they can make. Wait for a big AAA launch like that, and that will get you a nice buy-in to this new service for people, as opposed to saying, I can drop $70 on the new Horizon Zero Dawn, or I can pay $15 and play it.
Yeah.
So now the question is, Mark, if they launch this and it's everything we hope it is, does Game Pass lose your subscription? Or GameFly, pardon me. GameFly, not Game Pass.
I would have to see what the rate. I'd have to let it simmer for probably 2 to 3 months.
Yeah,
how much it updates its library and this and that.
I was a GameFly user for a long time, but Game Pass has pretty much murdered that. I have no desire, you know, because it's just I get it right away. I can play as many games as I want, as opposed to whatever limitation you have on the plan you have. So, yeah. I was just curious, you know.
No, it would absolutely make me question: do I keep it or do I get rid of it? But I would need to see like some consistency with its library, in order for me to like actually make that decision. But absolutely, I mean, I've already, you know, in the back of my mind, I've been, you know, thinking about that. I've actually been thinking about, I've been thinking about dropping some money on a new Xbox if I could find one.
Ooh.
and Dark subscribing side, to baby. Game Pass.
Now you're talking. See, this is where they're losing, because anybody who's listened to Mark and I in the past on this podcast knows that we are I'm a Microsoft guy and he's a Sony guy. That's been that way since the jump. Yeah. And we talked about Elliot has jumped ship. He bought himself an Xbox. And if you're willing, if they're at least thinking about jumping over because of the quality of Game Pass, then I think that, again, is just illustrates why Sony is already behind the eight ball. They need to get going, and they need to get going quickly.
Well, I don't make any bones about it. I'm not jumping away from Sony. I still love my PS5.
Okay. You say that, but when you hook up this Xbox and you start using Quick Resume and all the other beautiful things, and you start streaming games to your phone, and you just like, it's a great time to be an Xbox owner. It really is. I'm so thoroughly happy with mine that it's just been.
I think it's a really great time to be a gamer in general.
Oh yeah,
just simply because, I mean, you've got. The two big dogs trying to revitalize their platforms, and all that does is lend itself to the consumer, so I hope they continue. I hope like when this PS Plus subscription service launches, and I want to see Microsoft then start turning the wheels of, okay, you know, now we got to start thinking about the next move. Because that's what happened. What happened with Sony is that they rested on their,
they were in first place.
Right.
And so Microsoft,
like you said before,
have to do something.
And when you're in first place, you don't innovate.
Right.
So that's why you know, I think you made it in the past, made this point in the past, is that that's why we saw Xbox, you know, swing for the fences with Game Pass, is because they knew they had really good innovation on their hands, and it was just a matter of time before their subscription base or their gamer base caught up to what they were offering. And I think now they're full steam ahead.
Yep, absolutely.
So like all these episodes, we try to keep it under the 30-minute mark, and we've done that here. That's our show. That's my show. It's my show now, Jeff.
Fair enough. You know what that means? You're editing. It's your show, buddy.
No, it's I appreciate you jumping on. I know it's hard being called out of retirement.
Right. I feel like Rambo in Rambo 2. Or was it 3? Rambo 3.
Yes,
I'm at the monastery. I'm happy with my simple life. Actually, I was editing the next episode of the Movie Draft House, which you can find this Thursday on your favorite podcast app, where we reviewed The Raid Redemption.
Ooh, heard that's a good movie. I heard it's a good movie. I don't know.
Do you want to know for sure? Tune in this Thursday. Favorite podcast app.
Ooh. So if you'd like to get in touch with the Budget Arcade podcast, you can find us on all your social media platforms, at Budget Arcade, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Hey, we're on YouTube. You can join our Discord, where we feature all of us there talking about a bunch of nonsense.
Now, what you say may be deleted. Be careful.
That's true.
Discord is a landmine ridden place where if you step on the wrong, if you say something about video games in the movie one, Lord help you.
Yeah.
The wrath of the dictator will come down upon thee and smite you. Be very careful in our Discord.
Scott's known as a dictator on those parts, but we've come up with a hashtag. It's called hashtag free Mark.
Ooh, get it on a t-shirt even.
I heard you can.
Yeah, I have one right here.
Check out the show notes.
It's the t-shirt I'm currently not wearing because I don't wear t-shirts when I podcast. Mm. Movie Draft House.
Next week, what are we reviewing next week on the Budget Arcade podcast?
Oh, God. Ragnarok Origins or some garbage. I think I'm coming down with something.
I hope Thor's in it.
No, it's not that good. Oh. It's not the best Thor movie, as you and I know. Inomic. Also, the music's provided by Stimage. Be sure to check out his music at MetroidMetal.com.
And we'll catch you next week.
Game on.
Imagineville Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. you could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.